Born in the Bronx in 1922, Carl Reiner served in the Air Force during World War II. He broke into TV writing for Caesar's Hour and Your Show of Shows before forming a comedy duo with Mel Brooks to create legendary sketches like The 2,000-Year-Old Man.
This gentleman here is one of the phenomena of the world. He is 2,000 years old. Is that true, sir?
Yes. You want to see my driver's license?
No, we have it authenticated.
In 1961, he created The Dick Van Dyke Show, winning a whopping 15 Emmys and launching Mary Tyler Moore.
You know how many times your name is mentioned in my article?
How many?
11.
11 times?
You know how many times my name is mentioned?
No. seven.
Yeah, seven.
7-11. That's lucky.
Not for you, it isn't.
On the big screen, he starred in movies like The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming, and It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. By the 70s, he moved behind the camera to direct George Burns in Oh God, before numerous collaborations with Steve Martin on The Jerk.
He hates these cans!
And Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
The words I can't weren't in her vocabulary.
I want you to do something for me.
I can't.
The 80s brought John Candy's Summer Rental, while the 90s brought an Emmy for Mad About You. For all this, he received the Kennedy Center's Mark Twain Prize in 2000. Still, his biggest legacy might be son Rob Reiner, director of The Princess Bride and When Harry Met Sally, in which Carl's wife Estelle delivered the iconic line,
I'll have what she's having.
While Reiner didn't quite make it to 2,000 years old, 98 years is a heck of a run. Remembering Carl Reiner, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.